Pro-China tycoons AstroTurf protesters mobilized even before Trump made Iran attack public. By Lowell Coffee Law on March 1, 2026. Even before President Donald Trump announced the U.S. and Israel attack on Iran, a network of U.S. nonprofits aligned with China, Russia, and Tehran activated foot soldiers in the dead of night to hit America's streets in protest, Fox News Digital reported. The groups, which regularly echo messaging from America's adversaries, and are funded by Neville Roy Singham, a Shanghai-based American-born tech tycoon, swung into action even as the initial bombs were dropping, the outlet reported Saturday. Singham's role in fostering dissent delivered by far-left protest groups was exposed in 2024 by New York Times best-selling author and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. That year, Singham was featured on the cover and in the reporting in Schweitzer's book Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. While enjoying his affluent life and connections in Beijing, Singham has poured more than $100 million into organizations driving the protest movement in the United States, Schweitzer wrote. Schweitzer, citing tax records, established in 2024 that Singham's largest financial commitment was to the People's Forum. The Answer Coalition operates out of the People's Forum headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, Fox Digital reported. Judging by the reporting by Fox Digital's senior editor of investigations, Osran Omani, Singham's influence has not waned since Schweitzer's expose. Fox presented a timeline. At 2:34 a.m. Eastern, the Answer Coalition, a nonprofit project whose leaders describe themselves as Marxist and communist, announced emergency nationwide day of action today, Saturday, February 28, stop the war with Iran. 10 minutes later, at 2:44 a.m., Trump posted a video confirming the attack on Iran, telling the world, a short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. 8 minutes later, at 2:52 a.m., the People's Forum, a New York-based activist hub funded by Singham as an incubator for socialist groups, issued an emergency call to action for a protest in Times Square, the outlet reported. Emergency day of action in NYC to stop the war with Iran. Today, 2:28 at 2 p.m. in Times Square, the People's Forum announced. A statement by the People's Forum, Fox Digital reported, mirrored the messaging of a new video released by the Chinese Communist Party before the attacks, portraying the U.S. as an imperial and colonial power. Meanwhile, the Answer Coalition posted on X, the people of this country reject another war for regime change and empire, a war which only serves the interests of a tiny elite and oil executives. Today, protests will take place in cities around the United States to oppose a new war with Iran. According to Fox, through the night of the joint U.S.-Israel attack on Iran, field marshals immediately readied printed signage, standardized messaging and coordinated media amplification. According to people familiar with the organizations, they linked anti-Israel activism, anti-ICE protests and anti-Trump messaging into a single narrative framework opposing what organizers call the U.S. empire. Their messages aligned with the messages of pro-regime protests in Iran. By the late morning, the AstroTurf protests had spread to 16 hubs for the Answer Coalition and the Party for Socialism and Liberation. They included Washington, D.C., and major cities in Ohio, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Vermont, California, Rhode Island, Arizona, and Oregon. Contributor Lil Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LilCoffeeL.com for more.